Monday morning, Wood Street residents were expecting to have a press conference at 8 a.m. to rally support and update the community on the eviction process. Freeway, a former resident of 1707 Wood Street, says that holding that press conference became impossible.
Today, I was actually coming here to take part in the press conference. And after arriving, I found out that there would not be a press conference because our efforts were tanked by the law enforcement that's here.
Freeway and I spoke over the phone, separated by a chain link fence and some 20-odd Oakland police officers who barred press from entering the encampment. Only city workers and residents needing to come claim items were allowed through. OPD did not respond when asked by advocates for the encampment residents why they and members of the press were not allowed through. Freeway says the eviction process has been really hard on Wood Street residents who are scared of losing the safety that comes with a sense of community.
This is my family. These people are more than just neighbors to me. This is the first time in my life that I've felt like I had a purpose, that I felt like I was safe at night. I can walk home alone in the middle of the night, and as long as I can see the lights from the camp, I know that I'm safe.
Freeway says that she's been temporarily relocated to a motel room for the next week, thanks to the support of advocates from the Anti-Police Terror Project. She says that she was given the opportunity to relocate to a community cabin site, but refused because of past trauma from a different cabin site. After her week-long motel stay is up, Freeway says she'll be back on the lookout for permanent shelter. For the time being, though, her focus is still Wood Street.
The hotel is lovely, and it's a good respite for my husband and I. But I spend the majority of the time that I'm there thinking about the people that are here. And wondering about the people that are still left that are being tormented by these pigs. I can't be comfortable until the rest of my family is okay.
The city has already decided to extend its eviction process, which was supposed to end April 21st. City flyers posted at the site said the eviction dates have been extended through May 5th. The city could not be reached for comment, but it is clear that city staff will need more time to fully relocate the remaining 15 residents. Some advocates for the community are saying at this point they no longer are hoping to fight the city, but instead to bear witness to the eviction process and relocate Wood Street residents with dignity. From Oakland, for KPFA, I'm Ellie Prickett-Morgan.